Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
So you want to be a pioneer, huh? All right. We'll talk about that on today's show. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the world famous Everyday Saturday podcast. Great to have you back for another show. Now, yesterday was the longest day of the year. Thank you, Jason, for enlightening me on Twitter because I was confused. It's the Southern Hemisphere. Is it the longest day down there as well? Because I know they experience winter in Australia. We have summer up here. Jason reminded me that the world is tilted. It is tilted. That explains it. That explains why I'm walking around with a little bit of a crimp in my neck. Got it. Welcome as we now count down the days in North America here to the shortest day of the year. Because every day now, you want to be depressed? You want to go from happy to sad? You want to go from eating that banana sideways to a permanent frown on your face? Now, here in the U.S., the days are going to get shorter. Just a little bit darker in the evening, sooner. Sun doesn't come up as early. Oh, my God. You better get moving. Hey, why do you want to be a pioneer? I got to talk you out of this crazy idea. I really do. Everybody, I want to be a pioneer, Sam. I want to do stuff that nobody's... No, you don't. Here's why. Pioneers get scalped, okay? Settlers get rewarded. You don't want to be a pioneer. Why do you want to go blaze that trail on your own right now? Here's what you need to do. You need to model what other people are doing and just rip it off. And I mean that in a very ethical way, okay? Don't go stealing somebody else's trademarks, patented stuff, intellectual property. But good Lord, there's enough stuff out there right now that you could simply just say, oh, really? That's what they're doing? So that's how they're launching a biz op, building a network, making money. I can do the exact same thing. I can just rip that off, that how the landing page funnel they got going on, how they're driving traffic to there, the images they're using. Go to Google. Type in, man frustrated at his desk, and just type the image in there. And you'll get 8,000 of them back in Google Images and just customize you. There's another drop-down box. You can go either further and just type in, do you want 300 by 150? Do you want 3,000 by 3,000? Just type it in and look. You can just pretty much rip those things off if they're not already else somebody else's property. Now, as I say this, I'm not an attorney. Please seek intellectual property advice from an experienced attorney when ripping things off on the internet. Okay. Now, with that being said, it gets done a million times a day. And the ones that get rewarded are the ones that actually do it. So just do it, man. Just don't go trying to be this old pioneer. I'm going to go blaze a trail. No, you don't want to do that. You just don't want to do that. Why? Because it's a lot quicker to model success from somebody else. And save yourself the energy. Why do birds fly in a V formation? You ever look up in the sky? There's a whole flock of birds flapping their wings. But they're in a V formation. You got the lead bird, and then you got one side spanned out like a V. You got the other side spanned out like a V. Don't believe me? Look up. Look up next time. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Anybody that watches this, you see the birds carefully position their wingtips, and they sink their flapping to catch the preceding bird's updraft and saving energy during flight. So the theory is, once that lead bird, who's flapping like a mother, is all tired out, you go to the back of the line, Freddy. Up comes the next in line. So the lead bird that was just there goes to the back, and he now benefits from the updraft. You know, studies have shown that they save up to 80% of the energy just by doing that. Isn't that amazing? Wouldn't you like to save that much energy? Launching a website, a blog, a podcast, a video, a restaurant business, a coffee shop, consulting, coaching, speaking business. Wouldn't you want to save all that pain and all that energy? Listen to your old friend Sammy Boy on the Everyday Saturday Show. Let me talk some sense into you, all right? Let the lead bird in the V formation use all the energy, and you just kind of hang out in the back, actually kind of in the middle, you know, so you're not all the way back, but you're not all the way in the front. And this is what the beauty of it is. When it's your turn to lead, when it's your turn to help other people, it's like being that lead bird in the formation. You pay it forward, and you help other people. You say, hey, I've been up front. Let me tell you what's going on up there. Let me tell you what to expect. And you can save all your energy. That's when you're going to be selling your products. That's when you're going to be selling your intellectual property. That's when you get a chance to help other people. For me, it happened with my speaking career. You know, long nights, up all night on the internet, learning SEO and SEM and SE this and SE that. Speaking, driving 8 hours, nobody shows up at an event. Oh, that's a lot of fun. Oh, that's interesting. Hey, Sam Crowley's coming to speak. Great, nobody shows up. But wasn't like that all the time. It flipped in 2008, got my big break, and there I was, you know, $25,000 check to deliver a keynote, another $100,000 in selling coaching, all of that happened. 2 weeks, I made up a lifetime of pains. What do you think I did? The very next year in 2009, I went as the lead bird in the internet marketing speaker type of consultant area, as the lead bird in the formation. Had my product launch 6 days of Saturday, six motivational audio CDs, launched a $97 a month continuity program, and we were off and running with 1,000 new customers at $97 a month. You do the math. All from shoveling sidewalks, man, having no money. It seemed like no hope, but I was just flapping my wings in the back, letting all those other speakers and marketers and people that sold their intellectual property online, how they created CDs, fulfillment, all of that stuff. I let them just kind of lead the way, use up all the energy. And it's not that I took and took and took and took. And once I had the energy built up, I got to the lead and showed other people how to do it. That's kind of what I do now. But now that I'm raising my game and going into different areas, I just let other people lead the way in that as well. Hey, by the way, quick plug, those of you that have been listening this week, you know I'm on to a hot new area of credit repair here in the U.S. If you've got bad credit, you want to get late pays removed, any kind of derogatory item, tax liens, judgments, bankruptcies, anything that's having a negative impact on your credit, go to creditrepairfast.net. That's creditrepairfast.net. You can also check out my YouTube channel. I recorded a video last week, the middle of June 2016, on how I got my score from 684 to 741 in 30 days. No joke. And got a check from a collection agency for $1,000 because I didn't even dispute whether it was legit, just the reporting of it, man. It's a weird credit loophole. Check it out. If you need anything removed off your credit report, check it out. creditrepairfast.net, and I'm telling you, it's going to shock the crap out of you. So let somebody else lead the way. Let somebody else be the lead bird in the formation right now. Can you just do that? Can you stop trying to be a pioneer and do something that's never been done before? And that's great. Look, that's brave, that's courageous, but it's also incredibly stupid when you don't have a lot of money to get going and you don't have a lot of knowledge to get going and you just want to be free. You want to have control of your life. You want to have control of your finances. You want to be free, man, to do what you want, when you want, with who you want. Take it from your Uncle Sammy, all right? Just listen to me on this one. Trust me on this one. Let the lead bird do the work. Flap your wings in the back. Now, that doesn't give you permission to just keep flapping back there and don't do it. You're still working. Create some content, you know, gain some confidence that what you have to say matters in the world, and then go give that message to somebody, anybody. I don't care if it's your mail carrier. Just start getting used to getting that message out there and then monetize that message and be free, man. I know people are going to look at you like you're an oddball, but good Lord, if you're in an oddball, you don't even fit. You shouldn't even listen to this podcast unless you feel like you're mentally insane. And when you're in the room of people, there's 100 people there, and it's one against 99, and you're the one that thinks differently than everybody else, good Lord, then you need to listen to this show. If that's not you, you got to go listen to some, I don't know what it is, man, some human resources podcast maybe, or how to be normal. I don't even know. Is it normal? Normal's not even, it doesn't even exist. That's what's funny. I'm going to give you five steps to... I don't even know what a life coach means, by the way. I don't even know what that means. You'll need a life coach after listening to this show and implementing these teachings. I know that for sure. But, man, I only know one speed. That's full speed ahead. That's just plowing like a bull through a china shop, going after your dream. That's the people that get rewarded, you know. Get momentum. I'll figure it out. I'll jump. You know what they say? Jump. Build the parachute on the way down. That's way more fun to live life, man. It just is. Model the other people. Go to the back of the formation right now, online or offline, wherever you want to build your dream, but then get yourself up to the front. And then pay it forward. Teach other people how to do it. And then you'll make insane amounts of money, and you'll be free. Are you with me? Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.